Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Johnny Tan, author of From My Mama's Kitchen, Food for the Soul, Recipes for Living. Welcome to my weekly From My Mama's Kitchen talk radio show. My guest for this morning is Monica Strobel. With 25 years of career experience managing small business, government, and nonprofits' communications needs, she is an expert at taking a positive approach to life when compliments. Monica's new book titled The Compliment Quotient offers a timely and refreshing perspective regarding the power of appreciation. You will learn why compliments are so powerful for both the giver and the receiver, ways to craft meaningful compliments while avoiding empty flattery, and how to accept compliments graciously. Monica and I will be discussing about how you can use compliments to boost your joy and enliven your relationships. Good morning, Monica. Welcome to From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
Wonderful. Congratulations on your great book. It is very well written. I know when I was reading it, I took some personal timeouts to reflect back on some of the compliments I've given over the years, as well as some of the compliments that I've received over the years. And needless to say, there were some good aha moments as well as there were some bad aha moments. Let us start by getting to know you a little better. Please give us a walkthrough of your life from childhood to the present moment.
Sure. I am, first of all, mostly a busy working mom of three, mm-hmm. and now they're teenagers. So I'm in a whole new phase and keeping me very, very busy. But as you said, the focus of my career and my work life has been in nonprofits and government service and in small business in terms of community involvement, public relations, events, all types of community engagement. And my heart is really in the nonprofit world. So I've worked a lot with the environmental and sustainability communities on behalf of children's efforts at our local, the Children's Hospital Foundation and Development, as well as with renewable energy and sustainable transportation. So I really, my heart has always been trying to leave the planet, you know, better after I'm gone than, you know, it was when I got here. So the idea of compliments and the whole idea of them being a pay it forward package really fits into my mentality. I grew up in the Chicago area, one of eight or six kids in a big family, and but I've lived in the Denver metro area about 30 years. I got bit by the mountains, the bug out here, mm-hmm. and have raised my family. So I've had some challenges, you know, living away from family and, you know, just all of the challenges that people have growing up and getting into career and finding romance and, you know, marrying, and I actually am divorced. And so even though I have this positive personality, I was like, I'm not necessarily a Pollyanna or very sugary. And I realized that I had had this habit of complimenting others that had sustained me through all of these ups and downs alike. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that if people can learn and understand why and how to harness this, it's a very simple way to really reap more joy in their day-to-day doings.
Interesting. When you were growing up, were your family very complimentary? Is this something that you just developed by yourself over the years, or is this something that, you know, you grew up in an environment where people are so complimenting to each other, so to speak?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I talk about it in the book a little bit that, mm-hmm. you know, my parents are older and they were raised through the Depression era. Mm-hmm. You know, and at that time, a lot of the parenting was very different than we parent today. You know, it was, you know, kind of keep your head down, do your work. You know, you have to really contribute and do your work. And so they got a share of, you know, positive, a small share of, you know,
right.
positiveness given to them. And then they took it a next step, you know, where they were mm-hmm. always enabling us to, you can do whatever you set your mind to and make mm-hmm. it, you know, make a difference. But I think it was sort of that combination and then being exposed early mm-hmm. on to a lot of volunteer work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've delivered Meals on Wheels to elderly, and I was a big sister. And mm-hmm. Just that feeling of when I complimented others, I had that same feeling as when I volunteered,
mm-hmm.
which, of course, you want to make a difference. But then I also got a lot out of it, and that's where all of it started to gel together, that the similar benefit that volunteers express, that they feel good when they
mm-hmm.
volunteer,
mm-hmm.
is
mm-hmm.
what you get when you compliment. Because obviously you're boosting somebody else. We know that, you know,
right,
like
right.
when you compliment, if you've ever gotten one, you're like, wow, I feel pretty good. But the hidden secret and why they're so underestimated as this personal joy rescue plan that I call it is because they actually benefit the giver. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, that was the way I was able to kind of keep my joy humming along in the midst of, you know, diapers and book reports and reports at work and presentations and, you know, rush hour traffic and all of those things. So, yeah.
Very interesting. Can you give us five qualities that makes compliments so nourishing? I know you talk about nourishing yourself and nourishing in some ways, of course, obviously make the other person feel good in this case. I know you have nine in your book. Give us just five.
Sure, sure. Well, the first I like to talk about is generosity, mm-hmm. because compliment is really a completely generous action. Even a non-compliment, you know, is given when you're trying to get something back, but a compliment is just totally from a generous thing. You're giving something to the other person in a gift and not mm-hmm. expecting something back. And the delightful thing is that people, they do take it as a gift. You know, most people smile or they say thank you. And so this is a very nourishing, uplifting quality, generosity. And it really has this high vibrational feeling to it for both the person who's being generous and then the person who's on the receiving end. I like to, sometimes when I would be on my way home from work and I'd be kind of in a grumpy mood, and so I'd stop at the grocery store, which usually, you know, you have something to pick up for dinner, and mm-hmm. I'd say to myself, I'm going to compliment someone before I leave. So mm-hmm. it might have been somebody passing me by, like, hey, that sweater looks, that's a great color on you today, or compliment the checkout person on their smile even in the midst of a line, or, you know, maybe, you know, their wedding ring or something, and wow, the whole tenor of the interaction changes, and I would always leave and go home in a better mood, you know, so that generosity is very, very uplifting. The next one I talk about would be gratitude, and there's a hint of gratitude wrapped up in a compliment, particularly if somebody does something for you and you compliment them on how well, you know, they did it, and I'm sure you've experienced that in your life when mm-hmm. somebody has complimented you on something that you did for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, that's a very uplifting feeling. We talk about the gratitude journal and focusing on the good, and sometimes it's hard to remember to do that. And that's why the simple habit of complimenting, an example that I like to use is when my children were younger particularly, but in schools, oh my gosh, I felt so grateful to all those teachers. Because that was not something that my calling was, and I was mm-hmm. so impressed that they had the calling to be with all these young children day in and day out and teach them so much that I would really try to compliment them, you know, mm-hmm. what they were doing. So there was a lot of gratitude behind that compliment, and that is a very high vibrational feeling as well. A couple of others is esteem. You know, mm-hmm. we all have this craving. I believe it's really one of the secrets of life to be mm-hmm. seen. And I think that a compliment in that very moment, you're saying to that person, I see you.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear you. You know, I recognize what you're doing. And it doesn't even have to be something huge. That's why we withhold compliments a lot. We think, oh,
yeah.
Well, that needs to be a big thing, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's conveying esteem to somebody else. And that's really very powerful. And one more that I like mm-hmm. to say that's a little more surprising is hope.
Mm-hmm.
And in your family, when you compliment, say, your child or maybe even a coworker around you, when you compliment them on their something that they've done, you're expressing some hope that they build on where they are and go further.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
to me, it's kind of like that compliment makes that rung that they're standing on the ladder that much stronger, so then they can raise their foot up and put it up another one. So it, in effect, what it does is it reinforces behavior.
Right.
And gives them hope for the future that, wow, I was able to learn that. It was recognized. Somebody, you know, complimented me on that, and I can go on and do something else, you know? So it's conveying the sense of this hopefulness for them in their whatever they're, you know, whatever they're attempting, whether it's picking up a musical instrument, you know, that you got to have a lot of hope for the future with that.
Very interesting. One of my favorite ones is number 9, paying it forward. And the reason why I chose that is because that's an act of selflessness, something that sometimes we don't pay attention to. But you mentioned something about on the way home from work sometimes or wherever that may be, that you are going by, say, the grocery store, for example. You're buying your stuff and you're standing in line. As you know, I mean, at a grocery store during peak times like that, everyone is stressful and so forth. And you notice that if you actually pay attention and if you were just saying something nice to the cashier and it all of a sudden light him or her up, she has to ring up all the stuff that you buy in the first place. She's not going to give you anything for free. But
right.
The idea is that you are adding something wonderful to that person. And for that moment, you are just passing on that wonderful energy.
Absolutely. That's why it is. It's kind of a culmination of all those nourishing things, you know,
mm-hmm.
they talk about. It's really that forward spark of kindness, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it does. It lights people up. I know a friend of mine talked to me about a time she was in line at a busy deli at lunch, and the lady ahead of her was pretty grumpy, and she just kind of leaned forward and told her what great earrings she had on. And
yeah.
the lady, her whole demeanor changed. She had gotten them on this great vacation she had been on. It
mm-hmm.
obviously reminded her of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it really was, you know, just this nice little pay it forward thing that she had done for this woman. And it
right.
changed the whole demeanor of that line in that deli line to all those people. And hopefully, you know, I do believe that people recognize that. And then my ultimate pay it forward, though, Johnny, is...
Mm-hmm.
Say you do compliment that. Say it
yeah.
with a deli worker. And what if they go home that night and do not berate their child or their
right.
spouse because
right.
they're in a better mood than if they had come home a different way?
Precisely.
You just don't know.
It doesn't cost you anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's a free gift. And you talk about that in the book in terms of it being a gift. Let's come back to this interesting question. We get compliments all the time, and I mentioned to you before I took a little time out when reading your book in terms of reflecting back the times when I give compliments and, of course, most importantly, when I receive compliments. How can we know what is and is not a compliment?
Right. It's on the whole, it's you know, something that's pretty obvious, but then there's a few things that aren't, you know. So as we talked about, a compliment is really a nice, simple recognition of someone else, you know, and it's verbalized. And that's the thing that I think is important, because you can think nice things about other people, but until you actually say it out
mm-hmm.
loud, it's not a compliment. So that's the first thing, that, you know, a compliment is actually a voiced expression of praise of someone else, of recognition. So you can go on from there. You know, you get praise and congratulations. And I do love that word, congratulations, because it's from the Latin. It means to wish joy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how delightful is that? We kind of use it very matter-of-factly. Oh, congratulations. But it's a very powerful word, I think. And, you know, we don't need to save it for, you know, graduations and weddings. You know, we
yeah.
can use that word a lot more. But even things that I say, other things that qualify as compliments is some lighthearted flirting with your spouse in particular, and sweet talk. You know,
mm-hmm,
that's kind
mm-hmm.
of an old thing that you catch a lot more flies with honey, you know, than vinegar. And really, compliments really are sweet talk. And we're kind of afraid of spoiling the people around us. you know, by mm-hmm. praising them too much. But compliments, this is where it's so effective as a partner in a relationship or as a parent and even at work, that what you focus on grows. So if you're complimenting people and their focus comes on what they're doing right, mm-hmm. certain behaviors, mm-hmm. that's what you're going to grow. And parents, boy, do we struggle with that. And even I struggle, you know, with that, like focusing on, oh, my gosh, you left the closet light on again, you know, to my kids, as opposed to, hey, thanks for picking up, you know, your books on the table there. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. if you want to change this behavior and get them to be thinking about what's working right, it's, I hate to say it, but it's kind of, it reminds me of training a dog or something, you know, mm-hmm. where they give them a treat and ignore the bad things, you know. But it's really true. What I like to say is what you say stays. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when we're reminding them of things, like if I'm reminding my kids they forgot to turn the closet light off when we're running out the door to go to school, all that does is show them in their head how inept they are mm-hmm. and sort of my virtuosity. And that kind of judgment is no good for any relationship, you know. Mm-hmm. So focusing on the good, what you say stays and grows is really positive. Then we get to that flip side, which is the backhanded compliment. Hopefully you haven't received too many of those, but that's where people are, well, that was really great for someone your age.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. From that perspective, in looking back at some of the compliments, not necessarily I've given, but in the sense that what I've received, I think what is not a good compliment is more of like, if that person is really not paying attention or is too general. Hey, you look great today. So it sounds like something that is generic.
Right.
I think a good compliment cannot be generic. It has to be very specific, and you talk about that. You got to pay attention to the other person. You need to take the focus away from you.
Right, right. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that, you know, we do. We're, parents, we're sort of half there, right? A lot
right.
of times we're like, uh-huh, sure, honey. You know, and they're like, wow, and I did this, I did that. And you're, you know, you're looking in the pantry, what are we going to have for dinner? And you're standing at the stove or, you know, you're trying to catch the news. You know, you're absolutely right. You can't compliment if you're not paying attention. And that's one of the other hidden benefits of mm-hmm. having a focus on giving compliments, is mm-hmm. that it immediately brings you to the present.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You have
and
to pay attention
present.
To what
yeah.
you're doing. Right, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the essence in making our compliments more effective?
Right. Well, you hit one. That's the very first one that I say is to pay attention. You
mm-hmm.
know, you absolutely, one of the ways I like to illustrate that is think about it as putting on your compliment glasses. It's like you want to look for the positive. You know,
mm-hmm.
in essence, you cannot give a compliment by definition without finding something positive to begin with, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not complimenting if I'm looking for, you know, the light still on in the closet or, you know, my coworker not getting their part of the work done or whatever. The only way you can compliment and have that as a habit is by looking for things that other people are doing well or right or
mm-hmm.
just for them being them. And I think that's a really important thing as a parent too.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want your child to think, I have to do something in order to get the compliment. You really, they start off that way, you know, and that's also very important, I think. So the first is to put on your compliment glasses and look for something positive. So that way it kind of blurs out all the negative and
mm-hmm.
you don't see it, and it becomes really, really in focus, you know, gets
mm-hmm.
those positive things in focus. And the nice thing about that is it changes your attitude by seeing the positive as well. You know, you start to think, oh, there are more good things going on here than
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a first. The other is a real basic, and you kind of hit on that when you said, you know, just sort of a generic compliment, is that you have to start
right.
with the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to be authentic. And I say seed your compliment with the truth. And it doesn't have to be huge truth. It has to be your truth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because some people worry, well, what if they take it wrong, or, you know, what if I miss the mark on the compliment? As long as you're being authentic and coming from your truth on the compliment, then that's the first important part of truth with a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
The other part is to be truthfully, have a truthful motive.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, if your boss has a very ugly tie on that day, mm-hmm. you don't want to compliment him on the tie.
Hey, let me give you a good example on something close to that. I was at a trade show, and this is very interesting because I'm not necessarily the only guy, but it so happens at that particular time I was the only guy. I was invited there to do some book signings. And one of the other authors, I've seen her the day before, and of course the following day we were in the same booth, and I was being nice. It so happens I did not realize, you know, I didn't know what book that she wrote, but her dress actually looks like she's wearing an apron. And so I was just really trying to be very nice, and I said, "Your apron looks wonderful." And, of course, then I realized that when she turned a little bit, oh, my God. And I was like, that is a dress. So I said, you know, it's a wonderful dress. I'm trying to, for lack of a better term, being from Louisiana, I'm crawfishing myself way out of this deal. But I know I meant well, and she knew I meant well. You know, like, how can you save the day on something like that, you know?
Right. Well, and that's what I said, is that so many people do hold back on compliments because they're afraid of getting in that situation. Mm-hmm. And the best you can do is just know in your heart you gave it with a good intention, and hopefully you can just have, you know, a little bit of merriment about it, and she can mm-hmm. understand. I think men do. It is a little bit harder treading the, I've heard, you know, some other guy, he said he told one of the women in his office that she looked really healthy. And she kind of took it.
I never used that word. I know what you're talking about.
Right. Like, she was like, well, you know, is that like the compliment that you give someone when they're not really attractive, you know? Or, and he felt terrible, and she didn't quite take it right. And yeah. He's like, I just thought she had this, like, lively glow about her, and, mm-hmm, you know, that mm-hmm. was how it came out. And, you know, you're not going to hit them all out of the ballpark. You just aren't going to always hit it right. But long as you know that, you know, that there really wasn't an ulterior motive. And I think that that's what makes a bad compliment. You know, you can miss it sometimes. And sometimes you can get into something that's too personal, or like you said, you know, with the apron that maybe you didn't intend. And I'm thinking from you with your book, From My Mama's Kitchen, you know, it's like, it's perfect. Absolutely perfect compliment for you to give to someone. So...
Well, it was very attractive. You know, it's very decorative and so forth. And it so happens that it's very interesting because the way it's designed, it's sort of like an apron-y, you know, look.
Right.
But it's just like, oh, my God, this is a fashion faux pas, or this guy is an idiot, you know?
Right. Absolutely.
Do women give better compliments than men, you think?
I don't think that they necessarily give better compliments, but I think there is that sense of tuning into other people's feelings
uh-huh.
that women do a little bit more naturally. But it doesn't have to be that way. And some men, you know, are very complimentary. I have a neighbor who, they've been married quite some time, and the husband, he's a good complimenter, and he compliments his wife regularly, and I do believe that's probably one of the reasons they've been married for 50 years. And he does it very well and very genuinely, and but I think that was one of the things that men could learn from, is that while it is fabulous for their wife or who else they're complimenting, it comes mm-hmm. back to them, you know, mm-hmm. because again, you know, it increases their visibility, and people like to be complimented. So
yeah.
I read somewhere that we have this biological urge inside of us to like people who like us. I think
right.
it was when we needed, you know, like when we needed to make sure we were still around as a mm-hmm. species, that if somebody was interested in us, we became interested in them. And
right.
so in an interesting way, compliments boost your success in your relationships, mm-hmm. in your work, others, because as you're putting the spotlight on someone else, it's shining back on you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because you had the very good sense to compliment them. So
right.
In some way, that's kind of what they think, even very subconsciously, like, wow, that person has good taste. They recognize that I look nice today, you know.
Right.
So this is one of the secrets of why compliments actually do. They can lead to a better job and better income and mm-hmm. really, you know, success in relationships, because it has this ripple effect, you know, back to you.
Right.
The compliment giver.
Well, that brings to what you talk about in terms of building your own bliss within yourself once you start having a paradigm shift of paying attention to other people and what can I compliment someone today. Let us talk about how that affects the family. How can that enhance family life? And the reason why I brought it up is because the family is where we don't pay attention because we take things for granted. So how can we overcome that?
Boy, did you hit that nail on the head. We have, I think taking for granted is one of the most insidious habits that derails families and relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Because for some reason, as soon as we, you know, as soon as we get married, as soon as we have the child, all of a sudden, this person who should be one of the most important people in our lives, we start to take them for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And a very interesting book, it was Anamkara, which is by John O'Donohue, the Book of Celtic Wisdom. He
mm-hmm.
talks about this veil of familiarity. So
mm-hmm.
what we do is we, after we get married, we all of a sudden feel we know everything there is to know about our spouse, you know, and we're so
mm-hmm.
familiar with them that we don't have to look at them with these fresh eyes and be delighted with them anymore. But that is exactly what you need to do to this most important person. They still crave appreciation. They still crave respect. They still crave esteem. And if we're not going to give it to them, who is? You know, certainly not the cranky boss. And, you know, the kids can't count on that necessarily because
mm-hmm.
they're in their own maturation process, you know. So
mm-hmm.
it really is important to build up this habit, and I think compliment can do all kind of emotional and relationship lifting in a family. You know, as we said, they roll together, you know, gratitude, generosity, respect, appreciation, kind of all in one practice. And they counteract some of this resentment and anger. I say, you know, we fall into this habit of criticizing. We focus on what's not going right instead
mm-hmm.
of what's going wrong. We're feeling taken for granted. And by shifting to looking for things to compliment on regularly, you really let those negative emotions kind of slide out of the way a little. I know that a lot of parents are afraid, well, I'll create this landslide of bad behavior if I'm not correcting them all the time.
Right.
As opposed to shining the light on what they're doing right and encouraging that type of growth and accomplishment, you know, recognizing in their kids. I heard somewhere that kids have heard something like 90,000 no's by
mm-hmm.
the time they're 12. You know, that's a lot of negativity.
Right.
You know, we need to tell our kids no, and I'm one of the first persons who has and does that. But if you put that in a whole perspective of, you know, what's negative and what you can do and what you can't, that's a lot of negativity.
You have to find a balance. You mentioned just now, I speak about the power of unconditional love, but unconditional love is not unconditional acceptance. That's two different things.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you give compliments, you got to be genuine about it. And at the same time, when you correct some situation, then it has to be genuine as well. It's not because of a mood swing and so forth. Let me put it this way. As compliment has to be very specific because you paid attention, any corrections has to be very specific too.
Right.
Yeah, because it cannot be generic.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, coming back to the family deal, we talked about the fact that we take each other for granted. If you look in the most recent things, talk about scandals and children not really connecting with their parents, whereas they're connecting with their friends or their neighbors' parents or whatever, simply because these are the people that in their life that are compartmentalizing themselves when they see these individuals, your children or your spouse, they are subconsciously or consciously, perhaps in this case, focusing on the right thing.
Right.
What's right. And we, on the other hand, being that we're around all the time with each other, we're focusing on everything, but obviously we are paying attention to the not-so-good things, don't you think?
Right. Oh, no, I think that's very, very clear, yes. We do tend to just, you know, get sort of wallow down in the things that aren't working.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
by deciding, you know, it's one thing to say, okay, I'm going to sit down every night and write out my five gratitudes, or I'm going to mm-hmm. meditate, or, you know, it's kind of hard when you're busy to... You get into these other practices, and that's why I discovered, and after researching more about the power of appreciation, that the shift of just looking for things to positive that you can compliment on really creates this instant change of atmosphere for everyone around. And it's interesting because children do, we all do as human beings, have a natural, inherent desire for increase.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, they're going to go get it where they can. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we have a lot of instances perhaps of, you know, people talk about relationships. There was a recent study that they documented the decline of intimacy in a relationship by the amount of compliments. They say
mm-hmm.
before you're married, you're giving each other about 3 a week,
mm-hmm.
1 a week by the time you're married a year. And by the time you're married 5 years, no compliments to each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that this is tied into what used to be called the 7-year itch. They're calling it now the 3-year glitch.
Right.
Meaning by 3 years, you're already feeling taken for granted and
mm-hmm.
you know, losing that luster, that sparkle. Well,
mm-hmm.
I always say what's missing in a relationship is what you're not giving it. So what are you not seeing and saying, you know, to your partner? And I suggest people take a step back. Like,
mm-hmm.
how did they look in the beginning? Like, stand across the soccer field when you're there watching your kids' games so you can see your spouse. Wow, that's what attracted me to them. Look at how
mm-hmm.
genuine they are and, you know, what a great parent they're being. And, you know, if you lack, you know, the ideas on how to compliment them, I do have some great tips, you know, on how you can jumpstart that.
Let's do that. Teach us how to teach our loved ones to get into the complimenting mindset.
Right. Well, there's definitely a few things you can do. One, if you want to start at the beginning, I suggest keeping track of how many compliments versus criticisms or complaints you give during the day. And I've done it, and it's very eye-opening. And
mm-hmm.
you know, you can either keep a little... you know, a little notepad next to you with, you know, a line up compliments versus complaints, and keep a little hash mark or write them on your, you know, your computer or your
mm-hmm.
cell phone notepad, and see how many compliments versus criticisms you're giving. And it's very eye-opening to do this because we end up realizing we're giving out a lot more negative
mm-hmm.
feedback than we are positive. So that's one thing, is to get an assessment of where you are. And I suggest you can start with some really simple things. We talked about getting specific, and I think the best compliments are very specific, and I like to say plump them up, you know,
mm-hmm.
where you get,
mm-hmm.
it's not generic, where you could just fill in the blank of somebody's name. But with kids and all, you can just say, you did a good job today, and say it regularly, you know. They're under a lot of stress and a lot of pressure, and that's a good, you know, it's a good generic compliment to keep going, and then take it one step further with what they did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way you clean the table before I even asking after dinner, or something small. Get specific after that. We tend to think that, you know, it's, I think, that it's a pie, not an ocean. So
yeah.
You know, if I compliment one child, I can't compliment the other, or I gave out 4 compliments today, I shouldn't give out any more. Where that's really not true. You know, it's really unlimited opportunities for sharing that. But I do think once you get generic and get complimenting more, then you can just definitely hone in with specifics. That makes it much more effective. I think also with our family, we tend to not want to compliment on looks. Or we don't think about that. And, you know, no matter what we think about it, it is a visual world. Mm-hmm. And people's sense of self is often tied to how they believe they're being perceived by others. So one of the strongest things you can do, really, and it's not superficial, is to compliment your children, you know, on how they look. I think it's just very natural and, you know, delightful to tell them that, you know, you look beautiful today, or, you know, that outfit looks fantastic on you, and to revel in that, because, again, they're going to try to get that reinforcement and that esteem from someone. So you're not mm-hmm. creating this egotistical monster. Instead, you're building them up so they go out, you know, already mm-hmm. confident mm-hmm. into the world.
Very interesting. Can you share some success stories of your clients that have used your technique?
Yes, I have. One of the readers said that, so she's a working mom, dad's working, and they have twin daughters, mm-hmm. 3-year-olds. And she said after, you know, going through the lessons about compliments, she said that they have different schedules, so they kind of divided up the workday or mm-hmm. weekdays in terms of getting their kids off to daycare. So he would do it on a couple days, and she did it on the other days. But on the days that he did it, she just couldn't keep herself out of the mix. You know, like, oh, you didn't quite pack them a healthy enough lunch. You know, they're not supposed to get that juice today. They're supposed to get this juice. You know, they'd get their gummy vitamins after they eat, not before, et cetera, et cetera. And they would get into fights, and mm-hmm. he would leave grumpy. She would go to work, you know, upset. So she said one morning she realized she would just bite her tongue, you know, stay out of it, let him handle it. And before he left, she said to him, wow, honey, you look great today. Mm-hmm. And he kind of looked in the, you know, in the window at his reflection mm-hmm. and kind of puffed up a little. And I was like, yeah, thanks. And he mm-hmm. left. Mm-hmm. And she said, what a shift in the way to start the day.
Yeah.
He left feeling good. She left. She started her day feeling good. She knew that the kids, certainly it wasn't, you know, quite her standards, but the kids are going to survive and thrive on dad's way of doing things. And it shifted the whole tone between the two of them.
That's wonderful. What would you like your readers to learn from reading your book?
You brought it up so well earlier that the hidden benefit of compliments is really in giving them, you know, not in receiving them. And,
yeah.
of course, we all like to get a compliment. And, you know, we're not necessarily that good at receiving them, which mm-hmm. we could talk about in a minute. But I do talk about that in the book because people bring that up a lot to me. You know, oh, I just can't take a compliment very well. But that the hidden benefit in compliments is how it reinforces positive behavior among those around you. So in some ways, it's kind of selfish, if you think mm-hmm. about it, to give a compliment, even though it's this completely generous and uplifting. I call it just the spiral up, because you give mm-hmm. a compliment, they smile, and we know the, you know, psychoneuroimmunological benefits of smiling even, and then that comes back to you, and you smile, and it's a very uplifting spiral that's going on. So deciding to look for the positive and then speaking it, really, it changes the tenor of your relationship. And as you've brought up, I do have a lot of steps on every kind of relationship, whether it's your children, with a romantic partner, you know, at work and with others, and even with yourself. You know, for people who are mm-hmm. single, and I have 2 sisters who are single, and, you know, you have to compliment yourself. For instance, when I was writing my book, I put up mm-hmm. a little sticker next to my computer that said, Monica, you're a good writer. And you know what? It would inspire me those times when I was hitting that writer's block or mm-hmm. you know, feeling frustrated on how I was wording something. And so complimenting yourself, like we're women particularly, we're so bad at, you know, body image things. It's like,
yeah.
Wow, my thighs got me up and down all those stairs today. Way to go, you know. Or I can really cook something when there's nothing in the pantry. And so you have to give yourself compliments. We have all that, it counteracts all that negative self-talk.
We talked about this just now a little bit. For those of us who are uneasy in receiving compliments, what can we do to overcome this sort of self-inflicted anxiety.
Right. I'm not sure where it comes from, but there's certainly several theories on it that, mm-hmm. we're just taught not to shine, right? Isn't that what mm-hmm. people, that it's definitely, we're supposed to be humble and keep our light sort of hidden underneath the bushel basket, if you will. So we do. We tend to downplay compliments. We'll get a compliment and we'll be like, oh, this old dress, I've had it forever. Or, oh, anybody could have done that if you did a great speech or presentation. And the problem with that is it really negates mm-hmm. the power of that compliment instantly. So I mm-hmm. think one of the first things I suggest, I do have some tips on how to do that, is the first thing is just try to get into the habit of just saying thank you. Stop yourself, don't add all this other explanatory information. Mm-hmm. Just smile and say thank you. That can immediately change. And if you need more help thinking about how to do that, it's think of it as a gift back. Mm-hmm. Because if you say, oh, it was nothing, or, I got this dress on sale, or you're in essence sort of unvalidating their compliment, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
gosh, yeah. they must have not had very good taste because they're complimenting on some old clothes you have on. Or
right.
So think about it as a gift back if you have a hard time just accepting it for yourself. So that's another suggestion, is to think about it as a gift, and definitely stop on the self-deprecating things, because what happens is if you go on and on and on, all of a sudden that person who complimented is like, boy, I should never have complimented them on that. And it's seen as people like to be around positive, competent people. So
mm-hmm.
if someone compliments you, by just saying thank you, you appear more confident to them. And that, uplifts both of you when you do that. I like to say that compliments mirror that back. I think it was Edith Wharton who said there are two ways to spread light in the world. One is mm-hmm. to be the candle, and the other is to be the mirror that reflects it. And by reflecting back to them,
mm-hmm.
the thank you, you're reflecting back, brilliance. And that allows everybody's boats of brilliance, to be risen on that rising tide of confidence and gratitude and appreciation. So it's definitely worth working on. And I think with just a little bit of attention, you can realize that you're gifting back to someone by saying thank you and not going on and on.
How can we create a lasting culture and lifestyle of complimenting? Because what we're looking at right here is making a paradigm shift. So how can we shift ourselves into that mode?
Right. I think you're absolutely right. I do believe that when something comes to life in others because of something that you've said to them,
mm-hmm.
that is a shift. That is a complete shift in how they see themselves. And this is very important in helping uplift the world and those around us. Obviously, there's a lot of negativity out there.
mm-hmm.
You know, we call a company and we're put into these automated phone queues that you can't mm-hmm. get out of, and just trying to merge into a traffic. People won't let you just simply merge in when you made the wrong turn or something, and
mm-hmm.
Or we're just surrounded by some negativity. When you're out on the streets, you can hear a lot of negative comments and things. And I do think that by looking for the positive and highlighting it in those, you start this forward spark of kindness, and it raises the vibration in all of us that we're looking for the positive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most people think, well, what could I do? I'm just one mm-hmm. person.
Right.
How can I make a difference in the world? And it really is moment by moment, person by person, that we do this. I think maybe if I could lump you in with the love guru, Leo Buscaglia, as he was known, he really emphasized this particularly, and that was one of the reasons I always loved to follow him, that you know, we really underestimate the power of just the smallest gesture, you know, a hand on the shoulder, a listening ear. You know, all of those types of things are just tiny little things that one person actually can do to make the world a better place. And giving someone a compliment, you never know how that can impact them.
Mm-hmm.
A recent study, they talked about how they had done this survey and asked what was one of the pivotal moments in their life, and many people responded that it was an encouraging word that they had received at one time.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, that's very powerful. So you may never even know if your word of encouragement at that time, and you and I had an opportunity to talk about this, what if that person doesn't go home that night and berate their child because mm-hmm. they come home with all this frustration that you've mm-hmm. shifted a little bit of positiveness into their life. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, for me, that is my ultimate goal,
mm-hmm.
is to make the world better for children and to strengthen families and by uplifting, you know, those around us. It can be a little scary. You know, some people
right.
don't have as natural of a inclination to compliment others as I do. I have come mm-hmm. across some other people who do. You know, one woman said, I love to compliment other women. And you know, but I say, you know, start small. Start with those around you and then just gradually work outward. You know,
mm-hmm.
work to your neighbor or to the postman, you know, to the teachers, to the store clerks you see regularly. You know, you don't have to go out there and compliment strangers like I like to. But you, as you gradually build your compliment habit, it will become more and more of a practice in your life. And you'll
right.
feed off of it, and those people around you will feed off of it. And it's really important to see that you never know when you're going to be, your word of encouragement, your kindness through a compliment is might be
that makes
encouraging
a difference.
Word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That changes.
Very
someone.
True. Where can someone go to buy your book, get more information about you, and keep up with your latest happenings?
Thanks so much for asking. Yes, they can come to my website, and it's Compliment Quotient, and that's compliment with an I, C-O-M-P-L-I-M-E-N-T, Quotient, Q-U-O-T-I-E-N-T.com. I've got a, they can read the introduction for free and look at the chapters and a lot of great information, as well as this great free gift, which is a mini poster.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put it up on your refrigerator or your office wall, it's got compliments on it. And so people will start coming by, and you'll be seen as an instant expert complimenter. So you can get that for free there. And you can have links to buy the book on Amazon. And it's at barnesandnoble.com as well.
How has writing this book impacted you personally?
Well, it has been such a joy to bring this forward and share this with other busy women. I think that is my personal mission, is to empower not just busy women, but busy people. We're all so busy, you know, and that's the feeling that you get. You know, it's almost impossible to plan just a night out with friends. People are, they've got their kids' sports, and they're involved in volunteer things, and they've got work commitments, and they're in book groups, and wow, have we created a busy lifestyle for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's difficult to find ways to keep ourselves, you know, on track and positive through all of that. And so if I can give people this opportunity just to understand better about why this is important and to practice some of these tips that I share in terms of bringing this to life for themselves, it really is a life-changing outlook change. And it's been so gratifying to be able to talk to people about it and share this message with the world. I'm really quite pleased to be talking to people like you particularly and many others about it and hear people's stories about how it's impacting their relationships.
What you did very well is that you were able to tie in giving compliments to the concept of spiritual growth. And I thought that was very, very important because we don't realize it ourselves because we take ourselves for granted in terms of when we give compliments, we emanate a very positive energy. And it's a trickle-down concept. It touches everyone. And like you say, there's no telling how it impacted that particular person for the rest of the day. Coming back to what we talked about, just being at home, if you were to tell your loved ones, you know, hey, you look great, I love you, or whatever that is, just before they walk out that door, the entire day will be a different mindset for them. And that's the kind of thing that what interests me about having you on my radio show is that I talk about personal success begins at home, and that's a component of that. And these are the little simple things that we can do that makes a whole lot of difference throughout the day for our loved ones.
Absolutely. I think some people think, well, I'll spoil them if I say it. I mean, would it spoil you to hear your spouse say to you, you look beautiful today, every day? It wouldn't spoil me, let me tell you. Because we're bombarded by negative messages.
Right.
You're right. To start the day or end the day or whenever to get an uplifting, you know, compliment on something, it, I think, is it's almost just bringing us back to normal. It's not overwhelming us, you know, like you say. It's so important to just kind of, I call it filling in the chinks in the armor, you know, because that's how we kind of have to go out into the world. And if compliments can do that and uplift you and soothe you, I think we overlook those small things. And they've really done some new studies that say, you know, it's not the big stressors that create like heart disease and high blood pressure, you know, that you would think like, oh, a divorce or a death or something. It's the sum of all the little things, like that juice spill on the carpet you walk over all the time, the fact that your sister bought your mom's birthday present without telling you, you know, and asking you to go in. You know, all these little things are what lead to major health problems. And so the nice thing is that it can be the sum of small things that make your life better. And that's what this is. And it's so important to do that for the people who are most important, and those are our families.
Very interesting. By the way, we're coming close to the end of the show. Do you have a recipe for living you would like to share with our listeners this morning?
I love the recipe, yes. And mine is to have the courage of kindness. You know, it, we've come to a place in our society where it does seem to take a little bit more courage to be kind. You know, we're a little bit afraid of reaching out, lending a hand, or reaching out to that stranger that you see out there, and we're afraid of encouraging, you know, our kids that they might be spoiled, or we'll let bad behavior grow. But I, my recipe is to have the courage of kindness and to realize that without that basic level of appreciation, that's why that word is so great, because when you appreciate them, you're expressing a gratitude for them. But if you think of the word, like if your house value appreciates, it goes up. So you appreciate them, and in the process, they appreciate in value. And that comes down to having a conviction and the courage of speaking the kindness. And I think that is behind, you know, anti-bullying and bully-proofing our kids and helping all of the important people in our lives have more success out into the world.
How interesting. One of the things that I know you are very fond of and you've been working very hard on is Generations in Touch and Sammy, the Male Snail Club.
Yes.
About bridging gaps. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, that is designed to help have a fun and interesting way for grandparents and grandkids to stay in touch by writing letters to each other. Because we've forgotten, you know, just how the very simple thrill of getting mail. And they say that younger kids are even, children are more amazed at it because they rarely get letters. And by keeping in touch, it builds this bond in between generations. And Sammy the Mail Snail is a club for children and grandparents where they can join and they get facilitated through this fun character, Sammy the Mail Snail, of of getting this male foreign to each other. So it's so important. Children learn so much from their grandparents, and we live apart from them. You know, mm-hmm. So one of the ways to stay in touch is definitely through the down-to-earth, old-fashioned way of writing letters and celebrating each other that way.
Very interesting. Monica, thank you for the great recipe for living that you had mentioned to us just now and for spending this hour with me on From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. To all our listeners, thank you for being with us. Please join me next Tuesday morning. My guest will be Dara Zeledon. Also known as the Warrior Mom, Dara writes a blog that offers a unique voice of experiential and academic knowledge of social sciences. Her empowering messages comes from the appreciation and passion for life, dealing with the daily chaotic tug of war between motherhood and personal self. She is a featured writer and contributor to several print and online parenting and family magazines. Dara and I will be discussing about her life's journey and her seven universal pearls of wisdom. For additional information about this show, future shows, and to receive a free recipe for living, please go to FromMyMamasKitchen.com. Coming back to you, Monica, can you give us your website address again, please?
Yes, that's complimentquotient.com.
Wonderful. Thank you. To all our listeners, thank you for listening and have a great week. Monica, thank you again and have a great day.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.